What's the bottom line?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this morning. As we continue to track the fallout from the financial crisis, we turn to corporate earnings. Some big ones are out this morning. Wachovia delivered what could be its final earnings report. The third quarter loss was $24 billion. Eat that, Wells Fargo. Boeing's assembly workers are on strike. That hurts. Profits were sharply lower. Merck says drug sales were disappointing, and it's cutting 7,200 more jobs. That's 12% of its workforce, and it comes on top of earlier job cuts. But people are still smoking and eating fast food. Philip Morris made a higher-than-expected profit. Reynolds American, which brings you Camels and others, says profits fell 41%, but that was better than expected, and their outlook is relatively strong. And McDonald's also served up profits that tasted better than expected. AT&T reports higher profits this morning, thanks in part to the iPhone. AT&T is the sole carrier for that very successful smartphone. But they do have new competition. T-Mobile today starts selling the G1, G as in Google software. I'm going to transfer you now to reporter Mitchell Hartman.
Sales of the iPhone helped power Apple to a $1.1 billion quarterly profit, reported yesterday after the bell. But now comes T-Mobile's G1. Like the iPhone, it has a touchscreen, media player, and web browser, and it adds a pull-out keyboard, plus access to a host of applications based on Google's new open-source Android operating system. Kent German covers cell phones for CNET.
The phone really becomes more of a computer in the sense that you can really kind of do what you want with it.
At $179, the G1 is already cheaper than the iPhone. Motorola's working on a Google-based phone with easy access to MySpace that'll be as low as $150.
I think that these other entries, the price will make a huge difference. A lot of these phones, if it's too expensive, that does really strike them out from being very competitive.
At $199, the iPhone is already subsidized by wireless partner AT&T, a cost that's squeezing AT&T's bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You think the U.S. bank bailout was drastic? Here's how Argentina rolls. The Argentine government is nationalizing $30 billion in private pension funds. Argentina's president says she's protecting retirees from a global recession. But the government is strapped for money and facing mounting debts, and critics say she is looting pension funds to pay those debts. Either way, the Buenos Aires stock market plunged 11% yesterday to a four-year low. In a half hour or so, Wall Street will react to all that earnings news, and it probably will not be celebrating. Dow futures are down on more evidence of recession showing up in corporate bottom lines. Major European markets are way off, down 3 to 4% across the board. Japanese earnings were hard to hear, and the Nikkei tumbled nearly 7%. Remember the credit markets? The crisis? Well, that does seem to be easing as lending rates edge down. It is hard to picture a global recession. Visualize a giant ship chugging around the tip of Africa, loaded up with coal or soybeans. Well, the cost of shipping those commodities is tracked in something called the Baltic Dry Index, and Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been watching it sink.
The Baltic Dry Index has fallen by almost 90% since May. Back then, the cost of hiring the biggest bulk vessels was $240,000 a day. Today, it's just $9,000. These are the Cape-size ships, too big to get through either the Panama or the Suez canals, so they go around the Capes. They carry raw materials like coal, iron ore, and wheat. The collapse in demand for these vessels is largely due to a sharp fall in demand from China. The drop in the Baltic Dry Index is an ominous sign, says David Osler of the Lloyd's List Shipping Journal.
Often it's seen as a leading indicator of the world economy because these kinds of ships are carrying such crucial raw materials. The real fear has to be some sort of prolonged slump.
He says another reason for the big fall in the index has been a number of new ships arriving on the market just as global trade is slowing down. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact. dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, ConstantContact.com, and by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
And now a report on global recession from Paris. Here's Eleanor Beardsley.
Ah, Paris on a Sunday afternoon in Saint-Germain-des-Prés. It's the perfect spot to join the French in their favorite pastime, eating. But these days, the cafes and bistros seem half empty or they're filled with tourists. Many French are cutting back, replacing three-course dining with a sandwich or a picnic in the park. Restaurants and cafe owners in some areas of the country say they've lost as much as 20% of their business. Inside the working-class Café Le Danton, just off the Boulevard Saint-Germain, manager Alex Maubon surveys his scant afternoon clientele. While lunches have been hardest hit, Maubon says his dinnertime crowd is thinned too, and the French are changing their traditional eating habits.
People are just ordering one-course meals now, and they've cut out aperitifs altogether. Clients get a glass of wine or maybe two, but not a full bottle. And they skip dessert or share one. People are making choices to bring down the bill.
In many places, it's tourists who are keeping things afloat as businesses have cut back on expense accounts. But in high-end establishments like the Brasserie Atlas, nothing much has changed. Parisian retiree Muguette Davo and her husband have just enjoyed a platter of oysters on the half shell, followed by veal smothered in cream sauce, accompanied by a full bottle of wine, bien sûr. Davo says times are hard for some.
Yes, many people change because now restaurants are very expensive. It's completely different. We see some people with a sandwich, but myself, I don't change.
But Davo admits that nowadays it's only the well-off who can afford not to. In Paris, I'm Eleanor Beardsley for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.